LX Mobile, monitoring.
LX, WA4PXZ.
I'm just going through an area where it blanks out on me on receive. N6CLX.
N6CLX, this is Whiskey Alpha 4 Papa X-Ray Zulu, WA4PXZ.
I'm working on a pain from a tooth this morning, so you have to forgive me. But anyway, Papa X-Ray Zulu, N6CLX.
Okay, I'm traveling down in the Clemson area right now, headed west. I feel for you for the pain of the tooth. I've got to go visit a lung doctor today, and heavens knows what he's going to want to do. Probably huff and puff.
At the doctor week, I'm going into work late because I had to go and give blood because I got my annual exam Wednesday. Last night ruined a crown on eating some rice, believe it or not. I don't know. I don't know what I chomped into, but my freaking tooth is killing me.
Well, I got a mouth full of fillings, and they've been in there for 60-plus years. So I had a dentist tell me here recently, he says, you got a filling's got a crack in it. I said, well, what do you want to do to it? He said, I want to crown it. I says, man, I'm 75 years old. I ain't going to pay no $1,200 for a crown.
Oh, and this is what's going on. I'm 58. That filling was in there when I was 15, I guess, 16. And he finally cracked the tooth, so he crowned it. He says, let's try to save it. I said, okay, fine. It doesn't hurt so bad. Puts the crown on, and that's when it starts hurting like heck. And it's just been giving me heck for 2 years. Now, this time's agony.
I think the one that's cracked is an old Navy filling from back in the 60s.
Yeah, this one would have been filled in the early 80s, I guess. Probably within a few years of me getting my ham ticket.
What kind of work do you do?
Not again, sorry.
What kind of work do you do? I thought and lost you.
Oh, I'm here now. Oh, now I understand. My official title is sales engineer. Work over in Spartanburg out of an office there. Been doing this since January. And we manufacture industrial process air fans, and specialty fans, and dust collection equipment.
I'm retired from Oak County Nuclear Station and have been for about 18 years now. When I retired, I started a powder coating business, and then that migrated into building hot rods.
Sounds like an exciting transition. Little hot rods and play with some powerful machinery. I like it.
I spent 33 years at Oak County Nuclear Station in electronics. The last 18 I was there, I was Cal-Am supervisor, and I really enjoyed that. So I'm hung up on test equipment. If it's a piece of test equipment and I see it, I just gotta have it.
Hi, this is Mike, by the way. Yeah, I'm here most days. Sometimes lately I've just been listening. They don't have anything to say. Ham radio's all about having something to say. Just using the radio. But sometimes I just don't feel like saying anything.
I have a handle on this end, Mike, also. Lived in Oak County all my life, except for 4 years in the Navy. And then I was all over the place.
Yeah, we've been here since... We moved up here from the New Orleans area in 2007, so 14 years now. Time flies. Spent the last 5 years working out of the house, sales position in the house. So I'm kind of doing the opposite everyone did with COVID. I'm leaving the house office and going to an office.
I spent all my career over at Oak County Nuclear Station. And when I retire when I laid myself off. Let's put it that way. I like to tell people I didn't retire. I just laid myself off. And, I went home and started up a powder coating business, and I stay busy with that. Mostly I build hot rods for other people. I've got two of my own. I got a 60 Thunderbird and a 64 Chevrolet that I've been working on. And one of these days I'm going to finish the 54, I guess. I've been working on it for about 20 years.
Yeah, the thing will be 100 years old by the time you finish it, huh?
Yep, probably. Right now, I like about is the cars we're building now, the ones that I build especially, I'm filling them full of electronics. GPS control, speedometers, fuel injection, computer-controlled instrument clusters and stuff like that.
How much computer power they're putting in vehicles nowadays. Heck, all I'm trying to do is go from point A to point B, but I need about 3 electronic computer units to get me there, you know?
I'm just finishing a 67 Nova. It's got 3 computers in it, and the electronics package on that car was somewhere around $7,000. That included the fuel injection.
As a Nissan Z, I don't remember what model year, like something early 2000s, 350Z. And he's got a new job that pays him so much, he decided to fix that car up because his wife said, you don't need a new one, fix that one up. So he went and had it, had the intake redone and new pipes and all, and then a new chip. He's putting out more horsepower and getting better gas mileage, believe it or not.
That computer can make a whole lot faster than your foot can when you're trying to get fuel mileage and horsepower.
Something like that on this Jeep Cherokee. I got a 2006 Jeep Cherokee. I'm riding in four-wheel drive all the time in 4x4. And I'm just thinking if I get a little better air pipes to this thing, smoother bore and all that, it's probably wonderful.
You can do for fuel mileage on that Jeep Cherokee, and it'll pick you up about 2 to 5 miles to the gallon. It's going to get you a K&N air filter and put on it.
That's what I was thinking. Dual, or maybe single, but something with a nice smooth pipe rather than that plastic stuff that's all roughed up inside that causes air friction and swirling. You can hear it when you start up and it's idling. It's sucking. It's sucking like some 90-year-old man on his deathbed.
Well, if you hear it sucking, that tells you your air filter's restricting you. Just put a straight K&N air filter on it, and that'll make it breathe a whole lot better because it has less restriction, and it's hard to breathe, but it has better filtration.
That's the ticket, then. Yeah, I put a better air filter in it and immediately got a mile or two better in gas mileage, but still it's hanging just below 19.
I assume you got that straight 6 in it. That's not bad for you.
That's what I got in it. At a 3.76 six-cylinder or something like that, N6 CLX for the ID.
W4PXZ for ID. Well, I built a 1981 Jeep Scrambler, and I put a Corvette fuel-injected engine in it. And I wasn't running overdrive transmission. I got somewhere around 15 miles per gallon, but it didn't matter what it was doing, it got you 15 miles per gallon, and when you stepped on it, it put you back in the seat.
Vehicle, so it's only this 20-something mile commute every day. That'd be nice to get a few more miles out of it, maybe some more horsepower. The old pick-up and go in this thing is lacking, but heck, it's a 4x4 with a six-cylinder engine. What do you expect?
You ever looked into the heritage of that six-cylinder engine they're using? It goes all the way back to the 50s Wrangler.
This was built when Mercedes owned Chrysler. So this thing has an electronic transmission in it made by Mercedes.
Yep. I'm familiar with that transmission. I have done some tinkering with them before.
I went to check transmission fluid and pull the what would be the transmission stick, and it was just a cap. I said, "What the heck?" Take it anywhere, and they all tell me the same thing. Just take it to the dealer.
I don't know of a good transmission shop in your area to take it to. Most of your oil change places now don't even know how to check the fluid in them. I drive a 2010 F-150 Ford truck, and I can't check the transmission fluid in it. It goes back to the dealer for oil change every time. I told them when I bought it, I said, this is the third one I bought from them. I said, I'm going to bring it back to you, and you're gonna do all the service work, and I don't want to hear a word about warranty.
I'm taking it to the dealer since I do all the rest of it myself, basically. Although, typical Mercedes did this. A plastic cover over the whole bottom of the vehicle. I went to change the oil in it in December. It took me, I'm not embarrassed to say, it took me a whole half hour, 45 minutes to find the oil drain plug.
And that's one thing I don't do anymore. I don't change oil on my own vehicles. Unless I'm, building up a rod. I put a condition oil change in them. But I don't change my own oil anymore. It's cheaper to take the thin oil change place now.
It is cheaper. Problem being timing. Although it's probably faster to take it to them now. The next one I'm taking it in, because I'm going to take it to Goodyear. I've got a tire pressure sensor bad in this thing somewhere. I got to have them change all of the valves out.
I understand that. I've been made up my mind when this truck I'm driving, when it needs tires again, it's going to get all new tire sensors. At 150,000 miles, I figure it's about time
for them. 27, almost 127. By this afternoon, it'll have 127. Yeah. And it's kind of funky. The GPS light goes on, and then every third start, the traction control light starts flashing. It stays on for about, until it resets itself, I guess 10 starts. But put the computer reader on it, it just says something's out of spec. A very generic code. So I'm thinking it must be that related to that TPS light.
Yes. I'm sorry,
dropping out. I know it's not me.
Southwest side of, or southeast side of Clemson. This is a bad spot. Listen, if you can hear me, sounds to me like you've got a wheel sensor going out. We had that problem on my son's Jeep here recently, and it'll also cause your handling of the vehicle to get real squirrely.
It's the traction control light, so I think it's turning off the 4x4 when that goes on. I'm not really sure. But it's giving me one of those U-codes, the universal code, and it's the something's out of spec. I can't remember what the system is now.
Well, you've got four of those wheel sensors, one at each wheel. And if one of those goes bad, it'll start shifting it in and out of four-wheel drive. And it'll also make it start jerking going down the road.
Both rear speed sensors have gone out. I've changed them both now. At one point, I had five or six lights on. Now I'm just down to the airbag sensor light, which I know what caused that. Don't spill a whole cup of coffee into your passenger seat and short something out. And then it's just that the tire pressure sensor and the traction control that goes on and off.
Listen, I'm getting in a bad spot with your clutch. Let me go ahead and sign with you. I forgot your call. This is W8-4PX Z-Clear.
N6CLX here, and I'm within 2 minutes of the office anyway. So I'll say 73s.